Hello, my name is Shane Gallagher. We're here on the banks of the River Drouse, which forms the border between Leitrim and Donegal. The River Drouse would be known as the location where very often the first salmon of the year is landed, sometimes on opening day, January 1st, the first day of the salmon season on the island of Ireland. It's a bit of a mecca for salmon anglers. We've had people coming here from as far away as Japan, America, even Australia, to come and partake of the opening day of the salmon season. My family have been here now since 1978, so we've had over 40 opening days and we've had over 35 first salmon of the year from the river. So it's a good record and one that we hope to see continuing into the future. So the River Drouse would have a lot of historical connections, most famously probably with the Four Masters. The Annals of the Four Masters were written along the banks of the River Drouse in the 1400s, and of course then were mentioned in the tripartite life of St. Patrick. There's a famous story where St. Patrick was coming north and he crossed over the River Duff, and he was hungry and he asked some fishermen there for some salmon, and they refused to give him any, so he continued on until he got just a few miles down the coast. He crossed the River Drouse, where some Drouse fishermen were fishing, and he asked them the same, and they shared their catch with him. So from that moment he said that he'd cursed the River Duff and he'd blessed the River Drouse. And there was a family that fished for centuries on the estuary of the River Drouse called the Cassidys, and he said that as long as there was a Cassidy in Tullahan, there'd be fish, there'd be salmon in the Drouse. The estuary of the River Drouse, especially during the summer months when the grilse, the salmon that have spent one sea winter at sea, when they're returning to their native river, you can often see them showing just as they're coming from the salt water into the fresh water. And it's a magnificent sight. It's one of the great migrations in nature, and one of the great migrations in Ireland as well. And you can see it without getting your feet wet. You can stand on the bridge and watch salmon that have travelled thousands of miles coming back home. Glenade Lake is in Glenade Valley between Kinloch and Manor Hamilton. So it's a small lake of maybe 500 acres, but there's a local legend of an animal called the Dauracu, a monster that lived in the lake. And it's like the master otter or the dog otter. But there was a local woman washing her clothes at the lake called Grace Connolly, and the Dauracu attacked her and killed her. And then her husband chased the Dauracu and killed it. And then when he drove his sword through the Dauracu's heart, it let out a scream, and another Dauracu came from the lake and pursued him. And there was a pursuit all the way into the Sligo Mountains. And he barricaded himself into a little cottage, and eventually there was a fight and he killed it. But the interesting thing that thinks it's more than just a legend is there's an actual depiction of the Dauracu on the gravestone in a Honlish cemetery. So with the story as well, like, it's very, very worn now, but there's certainly a little bit of truth to it. So yeah, it's interesting.